USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. But White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci believes schools will still need more resources to follow those guidelines. He tells ABC's This Week that Congress needs to pass a COVID relief package with funding for schools reopening.
I think that the schools really do need more resources, and that's the reason why the National Relief Act that we're talking about getting passed, we need that. The schools need more resources. The things we didn't have before, there wasn't anything that was put down solidly on paper on saying these are the kind of things that you should consider, these are the kind of things that you should follow. I mean, there was talk about it, but it wasn't actually put down in a single document that you could access.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroo for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroo sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Despite a request for a delay, the trial for a former police officer charged in the death of George Floyd will go on as scheduled. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals won't intervene to delay the upcoming trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer that's charged in the murder death of George Floyd. State prosecutors had sought to delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin on March 8th. Prosecutors argued that the proceedings would create a public health risk due to the COVID-19 pandemic and asked the court to step in and delay the trial to summer. The court ruled that the prosecutors hadn't provided enough reasoning to merit its involvement and dismissed the appeals to delay. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The three other officers present at the time of Floyd's death are charged with two counts each of aiding and abetting and will be tried together in August. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Top aide Melissa DeRosa admitted to state lawmakers that the data was delayed because of an expected investigation from the Department of Justice. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospitals by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government were making available.
Because President Trump, the administration, had sent the USNS Comfort, because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors. He made that public, and then it was over a couple weeks later that he put this directive out while the Comfort was available, while the Javits Center was available, and by the way, on top of while there's construction going for multiple new temporary hospitals in all sorts of counties throughout the New York City metropolitan area. The hospital capacity issue, when that nursing home directive came out, was not a problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.